Yesterday's U.S. Supreme Court decision means that same-sex couples can continue to get married in North Carolina. That's been true since a federal court judge in Asheville lifted a state ban in October. Yesterday, LGBT advocates celebrated the decision.
Now on to the only thing that can heal this country, and that is love. And today it got celebrated.
That's Bishop Tanya Rawls, director of the Freedom Center for Social Justice in Charlotte, kicking off a celebration of around 100 people last night. Rawls and other LGBT advocates did celebrate the decision, but they quickly said it won't end their push for further protections under the law. It'll strengthen it. WFAE's Ben Bradford has more.
Even before Friday's decision, Obergefell versus Hodges, LGBT groups have called winning the right to marry only one part of the fight. Jim Obergefell, the named plaintiff in the Supreme Court case, said it in Charlotte earlier this month.
Everyone in the LGBT community deserves the right to live their life and to enjoy the same rights, protections, and obligations as every other American. Marriage equality will be a great accomplishment and a great celebration, but we have much more work to do.
Obergefell and groups including Human Rights Campaign and Equality NC say they want a North Carolina law that protects LGBT people from workplace and housing discrimination. In a statement, the American Civil Liberties Union described the Supreme Court decision as providing momentum, even though it says nothing about workplace discrimination.
It doesn't do that explicitly.
ACLU of North Carolina legal director Chris Brook.
But again, when you see court case after court case invalidate measures that treat the LGBT community in any sort of second-class way, you know, I think it's relatively plain. Quite a sea change has taken place in the law.
Brook says North Carolina employers can dismiss workers for their sexual orientation or gender identity with no repercussion, since it's an at-will work state and they're not a protected class. Mecklenburg County includes some protection for public employees who are LGBT, but a provision to expand it in Charlotte failed a few months ago. Tammy Fitzgerald of the NC Values Coalition says a law isn't needed. In fact, it would be harmful.
People who have sincerely held religious beliefs about marriage will be discriminated against, as people who own bakeries are put out of business just because they won't bake a simple wedding cake for a same-sex wedding.
Fitzgerald does want an added protection against discrimination in the law, but for religious freedom. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.